Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to start off by thanking everyone who joined us last night for our annual 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper. We had great support from folks who came out to eat pancakes, bid on our silent auction baskets, and donated for our endowment scholarship fund. Over 400 people joined us last night, and we couldn't have asked for a greater crowd to help keep our 4-H program in Cass County going strong. So again, we thank you for all of your support. As the weather gets warm, we are going to chat a little bit today about some seed starting. It's time to be thinking about getting seeds started indoors if you plan to do that before transplanting outdoors to the gardens. Growing vegetables and annual plants from seed often requires starting them indoors and then transplanting them outside once the danger of frost has passed. And that's usually around the middle of May here in southern Iowa. While it is important to use fresh seed, the right mix of soil, containers, and levels of water and fertilizer are all important, as well as abundant light for germinating seedlings. We are going to chat a little bit today about some recommendations from Aaron Style, our Extension horticulturalist, if you're planning to start your own seeds for your annual or vegetable garden this year. One of the most important reasons for using supplemental light is to keep those seedlings from becoming tall and lanky. These tall, spindly seedlings do not transplant well into the garden and often blow over. For most homes, even in the brightest windowsill does not provide enough light, and the light is often one-sided, causing seedlings to bend toward the window and stretch even further. Using supplemental light sources, such as fluorescent or LED fixtures, can provide enough light to produce high-quality, compact, and stocky seedlings that will transplant well into the garden. For most home gardeners, a plug-in shop fluorescent or LED light fixture is the perfect type to use if you're starting seeds at home. If you're looking for fluorescent lights, look for high-output full-spectrum, or sometimes called daylight bulbs. If you're planning to buy LED lights, again, you want those full-spectrum fixtures that emit a high number of lumens, at least 3,000. Cost is often an important factor, and remember to factor in the cost of the fixture and the bulb. Also, keep in mind that fluorescent bulbs can dim over time and should be replaced every 1 to 2 years. Plants do not use all wavelengths of light equally. Blue wavelengths of light are needed for good foliage and root growth, and red are important for flower and fruit development. A good full-spectrum light will provide abundant light in both red and blue wavelengths, and very little of the green wavelengths, which is why they sometimes look pink or purple in color. These can be a good source of light for seedlings, but true nursery-quality grow lights are often more expensive and not quite necessary. Therefore, a full-spectrum bulb will provide that red and blue wavelength of light at an adequate level for in-home seedling growth. You want to set up your supplemental lights relatively close to the seedlings, so they should be adjustable as your seedlings start to grow. For most fluorescent fixtures, you want to start with the seedlings 4 to 6 inches from the light source. If you have LED fixtures, you can set them a little further away, up to 8 to 12 inches from the plants. Again, hang those light fixtures from adjustable cables or chains so they can be moved up as the plants grow, or place your seedling trays on blocks or bricks that can be removed to lower the trays as the plants grow. Something else to consider is providing adequate air circulation around the seedlings helps dissipate that heat produced by the light fixture. Place lights on a timer that will turn the fixtures on for 14 to 16 hours a day and let them rest for the other several hours a day. If you'd like more information, you can find this article on starting seeds indoors under lights on the ISU Extension and Outreach homepage under News. You can also find the publication on the Extension store, Starting Garden Transplants at Home. Again, that is information provided by Aaron Style, who is our consumer horticulture specialist. And I do have to mention he is going to be one of our speakers at our Spring Garden Seminar coming up this weekend. If you're not already registered, it is not too late to join the Cass County Master Gardeners as they bring back their Spring Garden Seminar this Saturday, March 19th. Gardening from the ground up is our theme, and we'll cover everything from vegetable gardens to cover crops to 4 different lightning learning topics, including our very own Extension horticulturalist, Aaron Style, providing information on air plants, a very popular and trendy, fun little plant you may want to consider in your home. Again, that Spring Garden Seminar happening this Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Registration opens at 8:30, and we'll have some light snacks, a couple general sessions, and then you can break into those lightning learning sessions. It is a $20 fee if registered in advance, or you can walk in the day of the event for $25. If you have questions and want more details on all those sessions, you can give our office a call or find all of that information and a registration form on the Cass County Extension website. A few other notes on upcoming events. Tomorrow, Thursday, March 17th, we will be hosting our final private pesticide applicator training of the season at 6:30 p.m. Be sure to be here early so you can be in your seat with your paperwork done by 6:30, and the class will start promptly at 6:30 here at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds. That is our private pesticide applicator training tomorrow evening, Thursday, March 17th. Also coming up later in the month of March, our Bucket of Junk workshop on Saturday the 26th, and also next week we have a rabbit workshop at 7 p.m. on the 22nd. If you'd like more information on any of these upcoming events, I invite you to check out the Cass County Extension website. Give our office a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Extension office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or follow any of our social media channels for more information on upcoming events and resources from Extension in Cass County and around the state. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.